علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 30th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about, you know, analyzes and interprets this event that happened regarding the murder of Uthman, the reasons why this happened. And Imam Ali alayhi salam was saying that there is a general principle, basically, that whenever there are dictators and there is a group of there is a group that is dictated and there is a group that, you know, is oppressed, and a group tries to uprise against that oppression, they are jazi', means they are complaining, they are unhappy, they are taking steps, they are showing their their unhappiness and their uneasiness, and their they are deterred by this and they are showing it, then know that there is a certain principle that is applied. And and then Imam says that in this situation, the third caliph was a musta'athir. That means he exercised certain forms of dictatorship. And we gave some examples of that. That he was not ready to listen to the criticisms. He was not ready to listen to some of the complaints that very, very powerful and sincere companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. Apart from Imam Ali, of course. Imam Ali alayhi salam, someone can say, okay, maybe they would not want to agree with him for whatever reasons. Then let us look at the other companions. And I mentioned the other companions at that time. Even the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even she, at the end of the day, she also spoke against him. And all of these things were happening at that time. And when this group of people came against Uthman, and of course they were not ready, and then there was a group that unfortunately, or whatever, for whatever reasons, they went and, you know, they killed Uthman, and what happened in history happened.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we give examples of some levels of dictatorship that Uthman had in his time. And we say that these are there. If you refer to Sharh of Nahjul Balagha, or the interpretation of Nahjul Balagha by Ibn Abil Hadid, under the discussion of this sermon, you will see that there is a lot of discussion, and he brings so many quotations and citations regarding the type of actions of a dictatorial nature that were performed by the third caliph. And these are, of course, intellectual discussions. Whoever wants can refer to them. If you refer to Tariq Tabari, you'll also see some of those events, as I mentioned in the previous session. So it was a situation where that the third caliph was not allowing people to think out of the box. He was not allowing them to express their unhappiness and their criticisms against some things that were validly wrong. I mean, and unfortunately, that didn't happen. But yet Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that yes, Uthman, the third caliph, he did some actions of dictatorship that were not good at all. But on the other hand, وَجَزِعْتُمْ فَأَسَأْتُمُ الْجَزَعُ. But then you people also, I mean those group of people who were expressing their unhappiness, they were expressing their criticisms, they also, unfortunately, they did it in the worst way. Yes, when there is an oppressor and there is an oppressed, when there is a dictator and there is a dictated, then there is a forcer and there are people who are forced and who are now expressing their unhappiness and their anger. When they do that, they're supposed to do it in the right way. But this group did it in the wrong way. In other words, here Imam Ali alayhi salam is kind of expressing his criticism in an allegorical way with regards to those people who killed Uthman. In his opinion, it seems that taking the law in your own hands and killing Uthman without a process of arbitration was not correct.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we come to this situation where we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَجَزِعْتُمْ فَأَسَأْتُمُ الْجَزَعُ. That you people, you spoke against, you expressed your anger, but you did it in the worst way. You are not supposed to kill Uthman. If really you had some complaints, and yes, your complaints were valid, then your job was to come and take this whole case to judgment. You could take it to Imam Ali alayhi salam. If you accept him as a caliph, then you could tell him to be the arbitrator, to be the judge, to come and explain and take the decision in a proper way, forming the processes of judgment. And yes, Imam Ali alayhi salam was ready for that. If the people were ready to take Imam Ali alayhi salam as a judge in this particular issue, Imam Ali alayhi salam would definitely have accepted and he would have taken a decision based on justice. Now, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says this, he's not saying that the complaints of these people were wrong. Their complaints were correct. The way they expressed their complaint, the way they, you know, took the law in their own hands and they went and ended up murdering Uthman, that was something wrong. They were supposed to come and, complain in a legal way to Imam Ali alayhi salam. They come to Imam Ali alayhi salam after doing the work. They killed Uthman, now they're coming to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now look, that is actually a lesson for us today, that sometimes we might have true and correct concerns, but we don't take the right steps in expressing those concerns. And when we don't take those right steps, we end up creating harm on the path of truth. Now look, because of this thing that they did, the people against Imam Ali alayhi salam got a very good excuse to come and create havoc in the society. But if they would have taken the right processes, and if Imam Ali alayhi salam would have taken judgment in the right way, you know, he would have followed those principles, which was that he would have definitely done if the people would have referred to him. And he even tried to advise them not to take such harsh steps quickly without the right form of judgment. Unfortunately, they didn't do. If they would have done it, then you could have seen such a, an easygoing process that would, you know, be of good for both of the sides and for the whole community at large. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we learn from these events of history and are able to apply in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه